How do I passive aggressively say fuck you in flowers? By Lady Ragnell. Read by Night Tracer. A Tumblr Les Mis Ficlet. Cosette and Eponine have an uneasy truce. It might just be uneasy on Eponine's side, but it's uneasy. They don't talk about how they met when they were kids, and they don't spend time together. But Eponine gets her morning coffee at the bakery where Cosette works every day, and Cosette comes in once a week or so on the bakery's behalf to get a bouquet of flowers to the top of their display case. Usually, Cosette comes in all sweetness and light and smiles and asking what flowers are freshest and if a bright bouquet would be nice or annoying with the weather all cloudy. Today, she comes in like a storm cloud and slams her hands on the counter in front of Eponine before she takes a deep breath. I need to know how to very cheerfully tell someone, fuck you. Flower language seemed like the way to go. Cosette isn't her only customer who worries about the meaning of things. The particularly romantic people tend to do it too. And sometimes Baharel comes in with a challenge Eponine always meets, with a little fudging. This is definitely not a request you get often, though. Who upset you that much? My birth father expects me for dinner tonight. Cosette starts pacing around the shop. He does this once a year or so, decides he wants to make some kind of gesture. And I play nice because Fantine likes it when I do, but he always insults her and I always walk out, so tonight I want to make myself feel better and bring some flowers he'll never know are insulting him. Eponine keeps a Meaning of Flowers books behind the counter, and she's never been so glad to pull them out. Pretty much any negative flower I can find is going in this. I figured the combined meaning will be clear enough. Let's see, what do we have in stock? A pretty good spread. Lots of orange lilies. That's hatred. Yellow carnations are disappointment. He's definitely one of those. He looks up from her book to find Cosette looking at her, a little startled. What, you think I don't know what it's like to want to say fuck you to your shitty family without rocking the boat? No, I just thought you'd make an ugly bouquet that I could insist that they put on their table as revenge. This is so much more elaborate, and I like it. Elaborate revenge is what I do. Eponine starts going around the shop, looking through all her loose flowers for the best ones. Checking on geraniums that won't clash with orange and yellow. Looking for a few pieces of foxglove, even though Cosette is pretty sincere about her hatred. And arranges as she goes until she meets Cosette by the register, with a bouquet that manages to be more striking than ugly. It's why Eponine likes flowers. They're going to do their best to look pretty, no matter what mistakes the person arranging them makes. What do you think? Far more beautiful than they deserve. How much do I owe you? Part of Eponine wants to tell Cosette just to take it and stuff it down her father's throat. But she's running a small business. She can't afford to give things away to people she likes. I'll ring you up. She does, and Cosette doesn't even wince at the price, so probably her actual father is footing the bill in the interest of family harmony. They both stand awkwardly at the register when that's done, and Eponine has wrapped the bouquet up, and Eponine finally sighs. Let me know how it goes, if you want to. Like I said, I can sympathize. Okay, Cosette nods. Okay, I think I will. Cosette keeps her word, and Eponine is caught smiling at her behind the register, wondering if they're actually going to be friends, if this is something finally changing. Of course, it would be their messy families that would do it. You can stop by tomorrow, I guess, unless you want my number, I guess. That makes Cosette smile back at her. That painfully bright smile that always makes Eponine a little embarrassed to be caught watching. I'd like that. Eponine writes it down for her, mostly for something to do. Thanks, she says when she hands it over, even though she feels immediately stupid. Thank you, says Cosette, slipping the paper into her pocket, and leans across the counter to kiss Eponine on the cheek before she grabs her bouquet and leaves. Eponine smiles around for a minute, before she catches herself and comes back to earth. And then she starts making a few more of the fuck you bouquets to sell. Cosette can't be the only one who'd like to buy them. The end. Thank you for listening.